when you strike out in real life, you can always try Craigslist Missed Connections.
Woman for man.
Okay.
To the shirtless guy on the Jumbotron.
All right.
You, shirtless. Center court.
Okay.
Bearded. Dad bod confidence radiating like a space heater in winter.
Okay.
No ring that my binocular vision could detect.
All right.
One beer in each hand like you were born that way. When the camera found you, you didn't panic or wave awkwardly. You performed.
Yes.
Fist pumping, chugging, cheering like you were the Cards emotional support ain't human.
All right.
I was there with friends, fully clothed, fully unprepared for the jolt of wild energy I didn't know my life was missing until that exact moment.
Sure.
You looked about my age.
All right.
Fun in a way that suggests you might enjoy a farmer's market, but also absolutely know your way around a Kroger on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh.
I caught myself imagining.
Yeah.
And wondering if you'd get along with my two male roommates.
What?
Elvis Presley and Sir Pounce-a-Lot. That's important.
Elvis Presley and Sir Pounce-a-Lot.
That's pretty great.
I like that.
Even though you were only on the big screen for a blink, I found you across the arena and, yes, kept watching.
Yes.
I remain deeply impressed by your ability to fist pump, chug beer, and maintain peak cheering stamina for the entire game without losing form.
That is impressive.
I hoped we'd accidentally collide after the final buzzer. A spilled beer, a meet cute, a destiny.
Yeah.
Instead, you vanished back into the crowd like a beautiful, slightly sweaty Bigfoot. So if you see this, open to some fun with an attractive 30-something who owns too many throw blankets and passes my cat test, reply with what your friend wrote on your chest so I know it's really you.
What your friend wrote in your chest? That just sounds like a whole lot of unhinged craziness.
What in the world? I do want to meet the cat, so.
Elvis Presley. Sir Pounce-a-Lot. I love it. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
To the lady in the Kroger aisle. All of them. Man for woman. You were wearing leggings, sweatshirt, black hair pulled into a ponytail and running errands. I was a 35-year-old divorced guy with a half-formed grocery list and the confidence of a guy who'd survived a marriage and now fears nothing except social interaction.
Oh, wow.
We kept passing each other in the Kroger aisles. Produce, cereal, frozen foods. Every aisle came with another glance, another smile. Wow, it's been a while because that smile sent my brain into a full spiral.
Oh, wow.
Started drafting a witty line in my head. Something light, you know, something charming. Something that said I'm emotionally available. It's still fun at bar trivia.
Bar trivia?
Three aisles later, I finally worked up the courage. I decided I'd casually comment on whatever product you happen to be looking at it. Make some sort of joke. You know, simple, safe, foolproof, right?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Except you were in the feminine hygiene aisle.
No. Abort mission!
And then, before I could stop myself, my brain watched in horror as my mouth said, that time of the month, huh?
Oh, God! No!
Followed by an awkward chuckle that sounded like my soul leaving my body.
Oh, my God.
You look confused. Rightfully. My brain immediately pulled the fire alarm on the entire interaction. I abandoned my half-filled cart and left the store.
Yes, we're just run away. Run away!
He just was like, I'm out.
Just run away.
Sat in my car questioning every life choice that led me there.
Finished.
Socially deceased.
Oh, yeah. Nope. There's no recovery. You don't ever go back to that store again.
If by some miracle you see this, I just want you to know that I thought you were incredibly attractive. Your smile was the highlight of my grocery run.
Dang it.
And I would love a second chance where I do not say the worst possible sentence in a man can say in public.
That was the worst possible sentence, I think, yes.
I promise I'm much more normal in aisles that do not contain pink packaging.
Oh, wow. Listen.
It's like his mouth just starts saying in his brain's like, no, don't say that.
No. And then he did. And listen, this, just as a woman who ever has to buy anything like that, we are trying to get in and out undetected with those products. Yeah. We're going to the self-checkout. We're not trying to have any sort of human interaction with those products in our possession. It's just FYI.
That time of the month, huh?
Oh, my God. We never go back there again.
All right.
We go to another store forever. Bless his heart.
All right, so whether you're looking for the shirtless dude who was on the Jumbotron or the lady walking the aisles at Kroger.
No.
We need to know which Kroger it was, though.
That's what
we need to know. It can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connection.
I have such secondhand embarrassment.
On 99.7 DJX.